Let's stand to our feet, everybody. God is good, and all the time. Tell your neighbor, God is good, and He's good all the time. Say, neighbor, you are privileged to be standing by me, because I am a man full of faith and power. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, do you want to dare me? I will prove the power to you now. Show your neighbor a little power this afternoon. Show your neighbor a little power. Yes. Show your neighbor a little power. Is it your neighbor a little power? Try stretching your arm in that direction, because something supernatural can be entering that person. Are you here with me? Say, I am a man. You got to say it with confidence and swag. Say, I am a man full of faith and power. Say, I am like Stephen, a man full of faith and of power. Say, I do wonders. I do great wonders. Say, neighbor, watch me. In the next few weeks, you'll be hearing of me in my little corner, doing great works for the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, I feel you can do better, you know. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. We always come lifting our hands to God. Lifting our two hands to the living God. Begin to bless the name of the living God. Begin to bless the name of the living God. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For 1 minute, everybody, let praise come out from your mouth. If there is any praise that you can offer to the Lord, do that now. 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 Miracle Sunday, Rebe Kori and Alababa. Yes, Lord. Sira Munanda Kasunda Lababa. A man full of faith and of power praises God, because he recognizes that his source of power is from the Lord. Everybody, give God praise. Glorify Him and exalt Him. Come on, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Limana masinda la mama dololo boko sandele bebe. Sira mamona kasayanda la baba. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord one more time. Oh, you can do better. I've just been told that someone has been imprisoned in his room. So please, prison offices. What's the room number one more time? 454. And the guy is crying inside. So please, if that is your room number and you have made yourself prison officers, we beg you, go and open the door for them. So that, clap your hands together. Amplify 454. Amen. Come on, everybody, lift your hands one more time to Jesus. Bless God. Do it and bless God. Let's do this worship thing, you know. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it for God. Let's do it. Beautiful when you lift your hands to God and you just appreciate and adore Him with your words. Song chosen for this morning. One more time, we bow down.
We bow down and worship Yahweh.
I want us to sing one more time. Come on, every voice, every hands lifted. Sing, we bow down.
We bow down and worship.
We bow down, Jesus. Sing, we bow down.
We bow down and worship.
Yahweh. Now raise your voice and sing. We sing. Sing Yahweh. We mingle our voices together.
We bow down and worship.
Yeah. with your song. We bow down and worship. Battle. Come on. Jehovah is your name. One more time, Jehovah is your name. Come on, let's do this. Can you join your voice to other voices and sing it? Jehovah is your name. I love this, but because Satan does not want us to sing it. Come on. Mighty warrior. Point your finger to the air and let God know that he's the one that you are singing about. Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Mighty warrior. And you are great. Jehovah. Come on, I don't want to stop it. I don't want to stop it. Mighty warrior. And you are great. Mighty warrior. Don't be late to that song. Don't claim you know it already.
I want to see you.
Sing one more time. Open the eyes of my heart. Jesus, I want to see. Tell him. Is God really a king? And tell him.
You are the risen king.
I want to sing one more time. Sing hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah.
What has he done for us?
You are the reason,
King.
You are the reason.
keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Let us do this. My God is awesome thing. Come on.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Gives me strength. Forever he will reign. I know you're expecting, but let's start from the top. My God. My God is
awesome.
He can. Yes, Lord. Hide me. Let's do it one more time. My God. Heals me. Yes. Now let us do it. My God. My God is awesome. Yeah. Is your God really awesome?
Awesome.
Then raise your voice and sing, my God.
Awesome.
My God is
awesome.
One more time. Oh, oh, oh.
Awesome.
My God is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now verse 2. My God is
awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes I am healed. Is your God really awesome? Tell me. Yeah. Come on. Let's sing verse 2 one more time. My God is Savior of the whole world. Into a sweet moment. Come on. You gotta lift your voice and do it one more time. I love this part because it's so amazing. See, my God is
awesome.
Yeah, he awesome.
Awesome.
He never changes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, he's awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, my God is
awesome.
Oh, oh, oh.
Awesome.
He never changes. Happy you are here. The whole place is full of excitement. Come on, give your neighbor a high five. Give your neighbor a high five. Give another neighbor a high 10. A high 10. Find someone and give that person a high 15. Give the last person a last 20. High 20. High 20. So let's do this, God is awesome thing. Let's do this, God. God is awesome thing. Let's do this, God is awesome thing. Let's do this, God is awesome thing.
He's mighty.
stop what I'm doing. I want to give God some more praise. 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 I want to shout. I want to scream. I want to jump. I want to dance. I want to wave. I want to wave. I want to wave. I want to wave. I want to shout. I want to shout. I want to shout. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody.
What a camp. Keep clapping your hands. It's not good to stop clapping. It's just right that you keep clapping your hands. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Settle down. Wow. Wow. Please settle down. Are you being blessed? Can you see and sense a change in you? That you too can do something for the Lord. And I was very, very blessed by the Hebrews 11 account this morning. Yes. As prophet was teaching about the type of people listed, I was happy that there was no catechist among them. There was no virgin wearing glasses. But rather, I saw myself. I said, I saw myself. How many of you saw something? One of them. One of them. I'm sure many of you saw yourself when David was mentioned. David the specialist. That is why you need to believe that you can also become great. That one day when we are listing great women and great men, great Basenta leaders of First Love, great pastors in First Love, a former fornicant like you can also join. Tell your neighbor, I'm joining. Say, I'm qualified. Yes. So let us thank God that we did not die in our past. Do you see? Yes. That God gave you a chance to see this time. Because from now on, your past cannot stop you. Yeah. What you've done before, the life you've lived before, cannot determine how you are going to be in the end. Yes. And that is why one of the most powerful moments I've had in this camp is this morning. Yes, clap your hands for the beautiful time. Take your notes and let's look at The unstoppable force of faith. What it does. What does it do? What's the first one? Pull out your notes. Faith is what? It's an unstoppable, supernatural, and invisible power working in your life. Hallelujah. And everybody must develop this power. Yes, it must be active in your life. It's invisible. We can't see it. That's why people are going to wonder how you became the type of pastor you are. Yeah, because they see your certificates. They see the school you went to. They see how you are. And when they see how you are and how you become, things don't add up. It's like 1 plus 2 equals 17. I mean, how can 1 and 2 become 17? But what we don't know is that faith is accounting for the unaccountable part of your life. Yeah. That's why I love the word invisible. Because many of us, when we see you, there's not much about you. But because you are a believer, your personal difficulties and handicaps don't matter anymore. Yeah. Because you are a believer, because you are a man of faith, even though all the guys on your floor are into pornography, you are able to stand out. You are exempted. And because of that, you become great. You know, people are falling like afflictities. What are afflictities? Pastor Joshua said they are flying ants. They go near light and they fall. Hardly will you find a young boy in the university who is not into pornography. But you are the exempted one. Yes, yes, you are. Say, I am different. Because I'm a man of faith. I'm a woman of faith. So let us believe in that unstoppable force. Nothing will stop you. Nothing will stop you. If you believe it, your feelings will not stop you. How you feel about that boy will not stop you. Yeah, the feelings are there. No, it's not that they are not there. We are not saying that they won't be there. They will be there. When you see the girl, you forget your first name. Some of you, as you've come for this camp, you have chosen a particular place to sit. Because that is where you are able to see the girl directly from where you are. It's direct. Yes. But it's okay. Be a man of faith and believe that even though the girl is drawing you, you are still going to serve God. You are still going to preach. You are still going to be a great pastor in First Love. Yeah. Nothing will stop you. I said nothing will stop you. Don't say that from today I won't have feelings anymore. You need the feelings. But you are going to marry. Sit down. This is a camp. You don't stand when that comes. You need the feelings. But it is not going to destroy your ministry. That is the force. That as it is coming, as the feelings are coming, when you take your phone and you are tempted, instead of going to www.dagiwadmills.org, you are going to www. blue sister. But because you are a believer, because you are a woman of faith, because you are a man of faith, your finger will not type blue sister. Your finger will type darkrewardmails.org. Give the Lord a shout. If you think that from here you won't like girls again, you are joking. Share. Even if you don't like the girls, they themselves will like you. And why would they like you? Because you are going to be very anointed. Look, in your church, when they are counting only 3 anointed guys, your name will be on the list. I said your name will be on the list. You'll be anointed. And when you are anointed, you are attractive. Sit down. This is a camp. You don't stand at a camp. So, can I give you a piece of advice? Yes. The next 3-4, in fact, till December, let 25 to 50 be your camp of the rest of the year. Yes. By December, you should have soaked this camp about 20 times. Yes. Yes. You should soak it and soak it and soak it. And as you are hearing, remember that as you are hearing, you are listening to something that will generate faith. And you'll be a miracle worker. Yes, your life itself will be a miracle. So those who work miracles, how do they work it? How do people who work miracles work miracles? How? I need help. Please, I'm asking a question. I don't know. By obeying the law? No. By wearing glasses? No. By being school prefects? No. How do people who work miracles? How? Glasses, those who wear glasses with a string at the back. And the glasses are big. And they are from the library. And they have a way of holding the book like this. I'm asking a question. I need an answer. How do people who work miracles? How do they do that? By what? Hearing of faith. And in your case, the miracle we are talking about is not healing the sick or raising the dead or casting out devils. You yourself will be the miracle working. You will be the miracle. Can you imagine we see you in church preaching to 100 people? What's your name? What? Esther. Have you preached before? Do you have a... Stand up! Do you have a basenta?
No.
Do you have a senta? She doesn't even know what a senta is. Okay. She doesn't have it. How many souls have you won since? The questions are too many. How many souls have you won since when? Since what? Beginning of the year.
I have to count in my head.
She has to count in the... Have you preached in a church service before? Like 60 people are seated. And what is it? What, Esther? Esther is preaching. Have you preached before?
No.
Huh. But when you become a woman of faith, very soon, have you cast out devils before?
No.
Esther, answer the question in the microphone. Have you cast out devils before?
No.
Yes. So one of these days, have you had healing miracles in your life before?
No.
But a year by this time, when you are coming here, you will come as a lady pastor with 200 people following you. Now, that is the miracle I'm talking about. You don't need to cast out devils. You don't need to heal the sick, but your personal transformation by simply believing will make you a miracle worker. A living wonder. That is what faith does. It's an unstoppable force that leads to the working of miracles. Some of you stopping with that boy is the miracle we are waiting for. Becoming regular on Sunday is the miracle we are waiting for. Starting your bus center is the miracle we are waiting for. Preaching in your class is the miracle we are waiting for. Yes. And as you believe, as you follow, as you do what you are told to do, every miracle that must be seen in your life. Can you imagine Esther is having a camp? Oh, sit down. Sit down. So how many of you are expecting Esther to come next year with 100 members? How many of you believe that to be a miracle? Receive your miracle also. Whatever you have not been before in the ministry, you will be. Yeah. Very soon, you will go to church with 10 buses following you. 10 buses are following you. I said 10 buses are following you. Next year, you will be climbing up here to receive an award. I said, I see you coming from the back. We will stand up and clap for you as you come to receive an award. And how will it come about? By being a woman of faith. Clap your hands for Jesus. Are you ready for something fantastic? You know, Daddy promised us that he's going to tell us something today. How many of you are ready for breaking news? If you are ready, clap your hands. Oh, show that you are ready. Look. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. There is something mighty coming your way. Yes. And what is coming your way is going to make you even a wilder believer. Yeah. Your friends are going to comment. But these days you believe strange things. Oh. And you ask, but why shouldn't I believe? Yes. You are now a daughter of Abraham. You are going to believe things that are wonderful. Your friends will come to you and they will ask, but these days, I don't see you with Marcus again. A month ago, you were dying. Everywhere you went, Marcus was with you. But why is Marcus now? Then your answer will be, I have cut Marcus off the way Abraham cut the foreskin off his penis. Receive your circumcision by faith. Anything that should not be in your life, that is there. Some of you, some websites should not be on your phone. Some friends must not be around you. Some of you girls, some girlfriends, some female friends shouldn't be in your life. You are receiving circumcision power. I said you are receiving circumcision power. No pastor will remove them for you. No bishop will remove them for you. Just as Abraham took his penis and began to shave it, you will also take your life and shave off wicked girls, foolish boys, weed smokers. A girl told me recently, said, most girls are attracted to weed smokers. I couldn't believe it. But it made sense. You will not be attracted to a fool. I said, you will not be attracted to a fool. So I asked her, why do they like weed smokers? Then she smiled. I said, Bishop, it's okay. I said, tell me. He said, it's because when they smoke weed, the erections are powerful. Say, minus me. From today, you will not be following fools because of erections. You'll be following preachers. You'll be following anointed people. Your friends will be pastors. Your friends will be shepherds. Your friends will be bacenta leaders. Wherever you are going, when you turn, you won't find strange boys and girls around you. We'll find proper people who build the church. Church builders. Receive church builders as your friends.